This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I've got Katie on the hotline right now.
Let me get Miss Katie Sackhoff. Of course, we're all in love with her because of Bitch Pudding. Bitch Pudding, one of the greatest things this to ever.
Like, your name is You f***ing cunt face, blam! Cunt face, blam! Cunt face, blam, bitches! Da-da-da-da!
Born April 8th in Portland, Oregon, our next guest was a competitive swimmer intent on going pro before an injury ended her career. She made the jump to acting, where you've seen her in such shows as Battlestar Galactica, Big Bang Theory, and The Mandalorian, as well as lending her voice to the animated series Robot Chicken. And today she's here to talk about her podcast, The Sackhoff Show. Please welcome Katie Sackhoff.
Miss Katie Sackhoff, welcome back to the show. It's been a minute. How are you?
It has been a minute. How are you?
We are well. There's a heavy debate. So many of the people in this world, they love you so much for the Battlestar Galactica or Mandalorian, but you will always be Bitch Pudding in our hearts, and I think it's the greatest thing ever.
It's why I have so much respect for you.
Oh, my God. It's some of the funniest, truly most effed up, genuinely, like, memorable stuff. Like, very few things. It's like drugs, right? You try a little, and a little gets you off as a beginning, but Bitch Pudding is like heroin. Like, we're at that level. It takes that much to get us off anymore.
Well, it's true. It's Bitch Pudding. She's probably on heroin.
You would hope. Jesus. Yeah, she had me at Cigar Cutter. You know what I mean? She had me at Halibut Hole. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I've said some really, really raunchy shit. And, you know, every time my mother watches it, she's like, why? Why?
That's so funny, though. But it's just, and we were talking about this, like how sometimes when you audition for a part, you know, the writing is what makes it. But sometimes the fit is so good. And I think you, Katie, I think as soon as you saw the script, you knew. Like, you knew exactly how to deliver it.
Well, you know what's funny is that I actually, like, you know, I went in, how this role came to me, I went in to play myself. This is back in when Battlestar was first on the air. And Robot Chicken had us all come in to play ourselves. Meaning Starbuck. And so I went in and I, you know, rapped in like 5 minutes. And then they were like, well, we bought you for 30 minutes. Can we get you to play some more characters? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't really know how to do tons of voiceover stuff, but I would love to give it a try. And he was like, okay, we've got, you know, these two characters. One, I think, was Mrs. Butterworth, who is the child predator that lives in your pantry. Awful guys, very PC, obviously. And the other one, I think, was Bitch Pudding. I think there was a Puerto Rican stripper spider in there as well at one point.
So but good. So good.
And then Bitch Pudding came up. It was just one of the characters they threw at me, and I don't know where she came from. I think she was like my, in my mind, Bitch Pudding existed in the Strawberry Shortcake universe, and she was like, you know, I loved Strawberry Shortcake growing up, and she is just an extension of that, I think.
So good.
She's I don't even know. She's like Strawberry Shortcake on crack. It's really sad.
Well, and this new, like, that's why I love this idea of you doing the Sackoff show, the podcast. It's because everything you've done, it draws a certain level of ultra fandom. You talk about Big Bang Theory. You talk about, you know, Clone Wars, Mandalorian, Battlestar Galactica. As soon as you came on, some guy just kept saying, ask her about the 2%, the text line over and over again, the same text, ask her about the 2%.
Oh, my God. So, you guys, I pride myself on being as authentic as possible at all times. And I really, you know, I do have an edit button. I will pull myself back a lot, especially as a mother these days, but sure, there are some times where it gets the best of me. And I was telling a story about how my husband, I was telling him, you know, how it just breaks my heart that like some of the Star Wars fans like really don't like Bo-Katan. And he was like, you know, you really got to focus on the good stuff, Katie. Like, you got to throw away those negative comments and just focus on how many people love her. And I was like, yeah, it's true. And so I'm retelling this story on my friend Christian Harloff's podcast. And I said, you know, he was right. I really need to focus on it. You know, there's like 50% of the fans just freaking love her. And then there's like, you know, 20% don't like her, and you know, 5% that just don't like Katie Sackhoff. And I said, and then there's like 2% that just want me to sit on their face.
That's right. That's right. Listen, dude, you're unusual. I mean, listen, I find you incredibly attractive. Because, hey, you funny, you got a great sense of humor, you're doing really genuinely creative stuff, you ride motors. Hell, you used to run around with our friend John Wellborn back in the day when he was in Kansas City.
I did. I dated Johnny Wellborn for like a year. Yeah. Now, he's still such a wonderful friend. I love him to death. He's great.
And he's a good weirdo. Like, I mean, he, you know, I was walking across the street one time, and I get this phone call, and I saw his name come up. It was down in the bar district, and I say, boy, your ass looks good in those pants. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He was sitting with Tony Gonzalez in a bar looking at me through a window. And I was like, he's a super weirdo.
He's a super weirdo. He's incredibly smart. And
yes,
he's just a good guy, comes from a great family. Like, yeah, he's just like, he's funnier than shit. Like, he's just a really awesome person, a phenomenal football player.
Now, I hated to see him go just because I don't give a goddamn about sports, but guys like him are pretty rare. And so when we ended up being friends, I was like, it sucked. It didn't go on longer. Or maybe it's for the best and kept both of our records in a little better space. So, I saw you auction off a bike, that KT675. Did you?
So I auctioned off. What did I auction off? So the KT675 I actually gave to a friend. I gave it to him.
Okay.
I didn't ride it, and as you know with motorcycles, especially like custom bikes, you really got to turn them on. You really got to ride them.
Yeah.
And I wasn't riding her, and I just like was so sad all the time, and I loved the bike, and he said I would literally ride that bike every day. And I said, "Okay, you pay for the shipping and you can have her as long as I can use her whenever I'm around." And I shipped the bike to New Zealand.
Jesus Christ, what did that cost?
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, that I have no idea what he paid, but I shipped it to him and he like treasures that bike. And
that's
I
nice.
Loved it so much. And then I just sold my Harley, which I signed and a fan bought. That was it. So I have no more motorcycles. I still ride. I just don't ride enough to justify having bikes anymore.
No, there is an absolute place where you go, I'm not going to be sharp enough, and my motor skills, my muscle memory isn't going to be right. And I 100% understand that. I have friends who've stopped riding because of that. And I'm getting ready to do a clearance online.
Yeah, I've got kids, you know, and they're not like kids that if I died could take care of themselves. They're little kids, and I think that the risk just outweighed the reward on a regular basis, and And so I just like said, you know, until they're older, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to stop right now.
Yeah. It's, man, I jumped on the bike a week ago. We had a week's vacation. I forgot to kind of get everything together. And I left on a Saturday afternoon. I put some jeans in a bag. I went to St. Louis. Then I ended up going to Memphis. Then I went down to New Orleans. Then back to Jackson, Mississippi. Then up the Natchez Trace to Nashville. And then back over through Memphis, St. Louis, and back to Kansas City. Just on a whim. Just over the space of you know, 5 days, 6 days. It was.
That's awesome.
That's what's going to be hard for you to give up. Did your husband ride?
He does ride. Yeah, he does. And he actually doesn't have any motorcycles anymore either. So, but we still ride. Like, if we ever get the luxury of a vacation by ourselves without our kids, I'm sure we'll rent. Like, we still have so many credits left from Eagle Rider.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Hey. So we've got, you know, we've got that. That's great.
Come through Kansas City. Listen, I've got a Glide you can ride, a Fat Boy. I've got a Heritage, a Livewire. So, I mean, you tell me. You guys come through. You can, well, absolutely go ride. I got more than one group of friends that come through on a tour or some situation. They're like, are they running? And I'm like, let's go ride. No, we'll go out for the afternoon.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Well, this podcast, I assume that we're covering the stuff that the podcast is going to cover. What you're doing in the entertainment world, what you're doing at home, with your family, everything. You're just being wide open.
All of it. So this is basically what the podcast is, except my guest is also, you know, another person in the industry. Sometimes it's not, but for the most part it is right now, you know, and I'm talking with some guests that people never really hear from. You know, we had on Bryce Dallas Howard and Simon Pegg and Glenn Howerton and Trisha Helfer and Ming-Na Wen, and like the list just keeps going on and on and on. You know, I'm talking to Paulina Pereskova today, who is nice. A really good friend of mine, who is just phenomenal woman. One of like, when you think of supermodels, you think of Paulina.
Sure,
so,
sure.
And she's just funnier than shit. And I'm so excited to talk to her because again, it's a completely different side of somebody that people have, an idea of.
When you talk to her,
really fun.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have to ask you, like, when you talk to her, are you close enough that you'll discuss Rick Ocasek and you'll discuss, because I thought that was a real interesting world that they had going on.
It is. And Rick was such a huge part of her life. And so we absolutely will talk about him.
Good.
You know, we'll probably talk about the kids. Like, it's, and that is she's been very open about it. You know, like my goal is not to have my friends on and have gotcha moments. You know what I mean?
Of course. Of course. Never. You never break the trust. But you, what we do is we ask ahead of time, hey, are you okay with this? And then we'll go to it. Otherwise, no, you never do that. Or you'll find yourself on the outside quick.
No, you don't. And sometimes the conversation just turns to something that someone doesn't necessarily want to talk about. We've had a few moments where guests have been very, very, very open about things they've never spoken about. And only one time we've been asked to take it out. So the goal is to have these conversations, but make the guest feel so comfortable.
Always.
Because I am friends with these people. These are conversations we've had. And, you know, most of the time they say, keep it in.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes they say take it out, and that is important to give them that trust, you know.
Always. Katie Sackhoff is with us. Guys are going to give me the rap, but you got to find the podcast series, The Sackhoff Show, Sackhoff Show, every Tuesday, Apple, Spotify, all the places you find podcasts. But, man, I wouldn't jump off, but Jake's losing his mind and having a spasm in the other room, so... But anytime you come through Kansas, I mean, we've always got motorcycles. You come by the show. If you come in, if they get you in for a Comic-Con or whatever it is, man, you're always welcome here.
Hopefully I'll be there soon at some point.
All right. Stay right there. Hold on a second. Katie Sackhoff. You know the whole thing with Rick Ocasek, the singer for The Cars,
yeah,
was married
absolutely.
To Paulina Pereskova, mm-hmm. the supermodel. But then he got sick and they were separated. But didn't she take care of him when he was dying? Like,
yeah.
There was a whole nother story inside that story.
Yeah. And he had the way he worded it, like that she had left him, but not left him because she took care of him to the end.
Yeah. No, there's a whole nother weird story that went in there. And
left her with nothing.
The reason I even paid any attention to that was like any other human being in the world. We all looked at her and went, that dude? That's the guy.
The guy in the video.
That the guy from the singer from The Cars is better than you. Like what?
For a while.
Yeah. No. That was all kinds of. What was the other crazy one for a minute when Julia Lyle Lovett. You're like, hey, what are you doing, man? Because you're a cartoon. Yeah, like Lyle Lovett.
There's something else going on there. I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, no, yeah, that Pete Davidson energy.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.